ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः। आई हैव टू यूज दिस टू वर्स रिलीजन एंड स्पिरिचुअलिटी बिकॉज ऑफ सम हिस्टोरिकल रीजंस द पास्ट थिंग्स इन इंडिया अमंग द हिंदूज द इफ यू कॉल इट रिलीजन हिंदुइज्म इज नॉट अ रिलीजन इन द सेंस इन विच द वर्ड रिलीजन इज यूज्ड दिस इज द फर्स्ट थिंग टू नो and that is the reason I have to speak these two words. Even in the Supreme Court, the highest court here, this question went there, it was decided, what is Hinduism? The greatest learned judges of the Supreme Court, they said, Hinduism is not a religion in that sense in which there are other religions. It is a way of life. And therefore the maximum freedom to everyone. Sometimes it is baffling, sometimes it is not understood by others. What to say about the people throughout the country, even in one family, there are, if 6 or 7 persons, they may be having different gurus, different deities. One worshipping Krishna, another worshipping Rama, another worshipping formless, one worshipping goddess, another worshipping... Somebody not worshipping at all and still Hindu. Anyway, in fact, what is known today as Hinduism, in Hinduism there was no difference between religion and spirituality. It was all spirituality. And even today, only those people I would like to call true Hindus who are spiritual, really spiritual, spiritual and spirituality. Anyway, for a little clarification and guidance, let me tell you certain things. Hinduism did not start with any man. It has not started. Even Krishna is not the originator. It does not start from him. Even Rama. No. One of the names given to Hinduism is also the religion of mankind. This is also a word, Sanatan Dharma, the eternal religion. Or Manav Dharma. Manav Dharma literally means the religion of mankind. Manav means mankind and Dharma. Because it does not have the beginning in the sense, as for example, Christianity concerned with Christ and then the developments happened. Before that there were different faiths. Islam started modern times from Muhammad, like that. So there is a background. Anyway, but among the Hindus also, later on, things, I must say, many things became rotten. They become rotten everywhere. You see. Does not remain much difference. However, for your understanding, spirituality is the essence of all religions. You can understand like this. The essence. For example, there are certain things which no religion, truly speaking, no religion will deny. No religion will deny. A person should not steal. One should be honest. One should be dutiful. One should be loving. Non-violence. Things like that. But even beyond that, there is something. That was primarily here in India among the Hindus. They, for thousands of years, tried to find out the ultimate truth of life through their own experience. So the difference, real difference between religion and spirituality is that spirituality recognizes investigation, inquiry. In spirituality, everybody has the freedom to inquire, ask and ask and go on asking questions. And there is no bar to that. Though they say the final truth cannot be realize simply by asking. But you can ask anything. In religions, they say, no, this is written here. Full stop. Follow it. This is a difference. In most of the religions, particularly those people who consider themselves as the, I must say, the guardians of religion. Nobody is a guardian. God is there. But there are priests or pandits or mullahs or whatever, in every religion, I must say. In Christianity, in Hinduism also, they say we are the people. You ask us, we will say what is there. In spirituality, it is not the case. In spirituality, there is total freedom to your inquiry. The greatest literature in spirituality is of the Upanishads. You have heard the name Upanishads, even before Gita. Gita is later on. In Gita, the Lord put the essence of Upanishads, made it simple in a way. In Upanishads, there is full freedom to all the questions, all possible questions. They have been asked and then replied. Enquiry. So in the spirituality, there is enquiry, primarily. And after enquiry, automatically a stage comes when either the person gets exhausted by asking. One says, well, beyond it, there is nothing with me to ask. Or there is a stage when somebody may ask, but a realized person or a person who is more evolved than the questioner can say, and it has been said in the literature, that listen, you have asked the next question and I am going to reply, but beware, your head may fall down in understanding. It is so subtle. You take care of your head like this.